Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another Read the Word with a noisy dog in the background. Anyways, good to have you with us here today. It is Tuesday, May the 10th. Oh, my Lord. Where is this year going? One day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's how it's going, one day at a time. Mm-hmm. So today we got some more. I'm going to finish singing the song. We have some more Psalms. And it's interesting when you read these Psalms that they deal with the last thing we read that we got out of Chronicles and Samuel. And they match what's going on in the life of David and the king and the children of Israel, the nation of Israel. So here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer. I keep saying to myself, self, get your wife a copy of the opening prayer so she can read it. And once again, self didn't get it done. Pray the opening prayer. 130. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, so I will know the love of Christ, know it, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled all the fullness of God. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. And now the majestic word of God. 235. Psalm chapter 50. God the righteous judge, the majesty of God in the midst of his people. The pleasure of God is not in ceremonies, but in sincere obedience. A psalm of Asaph, a paid psalmist. The Mighty One, God the Lord, has spoken and called from the earth, from the rising of the sun to its going down, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God will shine forth. Of course, you and I are the beauty that God's shining forth out of now. As Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Verse number 3, our God shall come and shall not be kept silent. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous all around him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Selah, gather my saints together to me. That's the rapture. Verse number 7, hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I will not rebuke you for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings, which are continually before me. I will not take a bull from your house, nor goats of your folds, for every beast of the forest is mine. And the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know all the birds of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. Verse 12, if I were hungry, I would not tell you. For the world is mine, and all its fullness. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. But to the wicked, God says, what right have you to declare my statutes? Wow. Or to take my covenant in your mouth, seeing you hate instruction and cast my words behind you. We read Proverbs chapter 1 today. God said, I will mock at your destruction because you mocked wisdom. When you saw a thief, you consented with him and have been a partaker with the adulterers and give your mouth to evil and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. These things you have done and I kept silent. You thought that I was altogether like you. I rebuke you and set them in order before your eyes. Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Whoever offers praise glorifies me. To him who orders his conduct right, I will show the salvation of God. That's an interesting psalm. We are now at Psalm 53:7-15. Folly of the godless and the restoration of Israel. The general depravity of mankind. To the chief musician set to Mahalath, a contemplation of David. Fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and have done abominable iniquities. That's Romans chapter 1, 19. There is none who does good. God looks down from the heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who seek, who understand, who seek God. Every one of them has turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who do good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat up bread and do not call upon God? There they are in great fear, where no fear was. For God has scattered the bones of him who encamped against you. Put them to shame, because God has despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion. When God brings back the captivity of his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. Psalm 60. Psalm chapter 60. Psalm 60. Urgent prayer for the restored favor of God. David prays for deliverance, comforting himself in God's promises. To the chief musician set to Lily of the Testimony. A miktam of David for teaching when he fought against Mesopotamia and Syria of Zoba And Joab returned and killed 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. That's what we read about yesterday morning. So here's David's Miktam, whatever you call it. Oh God, you have cast us off. You have broken us down. You have been displeased. Oh, restore us again. You have made the earth tremble. You have broken it. Heal its breaches for its shaking. You have shown your people hard things. You have made us drink the wine of confusion. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. So they must have done something wrong to be drinking the wine of confusion. Mm-hmm. Verse 4, you have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth, Selah, that your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand and hear me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the helmet for my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom, I will cast my shoe. Philistia, shout in triumph because of me. Who will bring to me the strong city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, O God, who cast us off? And you, O God, who did not go out with our army, give us help from trouble. For the help of man is useless. Through God, we will do valiantly. For it is he who shall tread down our enemies. Psalm 75. Psalm 70. Oh, 75. I was going to the wrong place. Psalm 75, 12, 29. The psalmist praises God and rebukes the proud. To the chief musician set to do not destroy. A psalm of Asaph, a song. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks. It's a song. For your wondrous works declare that your name is near. I'm not doing good with my tune tonight. When I choose the proper time, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all its inhabitants are dissolved. I set up its pillars firmly. I said to the boastful, do not deal boastfully. And to the wicked, do not lift up the horn. Do not lift up your horn on high. Do not speak with a stiff neck. For exaltation comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is fully mixed, and he pours it out. Surely its dregs shall all the wicked of the earth drain and drink down. But I will declare forever. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked I will also cut off. But the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. Psalm 75. And that is the conclusion of our reading for today. These are the psalms that they sang while they won those battles and they came back. And this is David saying, you dumb, ignorant fools, walk with God. Because the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And when you go to the book of Romans, Chapter 1, it says the very same thing. Romans chapter 1 is where it talks about the abomination and those who teach other people to commit the abomination. And it's just not a wise thing. The wrath of God, Romans 1:18. And we're going to go, I don't know, we'll read down here to 26. 15:22. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. That's what David is saying. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Because what may be known of God is manifest to them, for God has shown it to them. He's shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. It don't matter, Old Testament or New. Every person's going to be able to see that sun, moon, and stars and say, there's a God. And then they're going to be without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God. Nor were they thankful, but they became futile in their thoughts and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And changed the glory of the incorruptible God into the image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. We read that in the Psalms the other day. They made an idol that looked like themselves out of wood they could not hear. Verse 24, therefore God also gave them up to the uncleanness and the lust of their heart to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who changed the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator, who is blessed forevermore. Amen. And verse 26 says, and God gave them up to their vile passions, that they might destroy themselves. Which is why, when you see this majestic word of God, God told the children of Israel in the Old Testament, just wipe them out, wipe out the whole nation, just get rid of them. Why? There's no way to get it out of them. So he just wiped them out. In our day, God just says, well, if that's what you want, you can have it. And then you'll become reprobate and an abomination. And perverse to the nth degree. National Education Association has become one of the most perverse organizations there is. Trying to tell us today that we don't have any right to teach our kids whatever we want to. Liar, liar, liar. Pants are on fire. That's what we used to say in school. And I think it's a good one. We might ought to repeat it again a few times. I'm going to read one more set since we got done so early. Romans chapter 1, verses 19 through 26. This is Proverbs 1, 22 through 33, 1845. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in scorning. And fools hate knowledge. Turn at my rebuke. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you, and I'll make my words known to you, because I've called you. Because I have called you, and you refused. I stretched out my hand, and no one regarded, because you disdained all my counsel and would have none of my rebuke. I will also laugh at your calamity. That's what God says. I will mock when your terror comes. When your terror comes like a storm and your destruction comes like a whirlwind. When distress and anguish come upon you. They'll call, but I will not answer. They will seek diligently, but they will not find me. Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my counsel and despised my every rebuke. Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled to the full with their own fancies. For the turning away of the simple will slay them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name. The majestic word of God from lid to lid, start to finish, Alpha to Omega, beginning to the end. It's the majestic word of God. 2037, let's pray the prayer of salvation. Make sure that everybody that's here is right with God. It's what we do every time we come here. I don't want anybody to meet Sam Cottle and not have the opportunity to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray this prayer with me, no matter who you are, no matter where you are. When you're finished, you will be right with God. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
and
life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are.
And you rose again just for me on the third day. Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
All of the glory of it.
All of the glory.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word
pray
of God.
In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life. As a believer every day.
As a believer.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Well, thank you for being a part of the community of faith. Those of you that just prayed the prayer, you might say, Pastor, what's going on? Well, Jesus, the author and the finisher of all of our faith, just came to live inside of you. When he did, he reconciled you back to a right relationship with the Father. Cool as that. And then you said, fill me with your righteousness. And all of Jesus and his righteousness came to live in you. You no longer have to fight sin in your own strength. You now get to fight it in Jesus' righteousness. And his righteousness is perfect. Whole new thing to you. Nobody may have ever told you you've been reconciled with a relationship with the Father. But that's why it's not just about getting born again. That's just the very first step. You got to now learn what's going on and the amazing, wonderful blessings of God that's yours. In Jesus' mighty name, send me an email, shoot me a message, send me a text, contact me and say, Pastor, I prayed the prayer. Help me walk with God. I will help you walk with God. That's my place on this earth in your life. Share this with your friends. Right there in the notes of the program is a link to reading the Bible, where we have read from Genesis all the way now to 2 Samuel. Since the first of the year, never missed a day, been here every day, and it'll be a blessing to you and to everyone you send it to. Well, till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this, that we love you.
We love you.
And God loves you, and
Jesus
is
Lord.
See you again tomorrow, same time, same station right here, for another in the series of Read the Word, the majestic Word of God. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. For those of you who are around the world with us in Blog Talk Radio, we bless you in Jesus' mighty name.